Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus on Hit right across the far north. Tonight on Channel 10, The Bachelorette kicks off.
And I'm just going to call it now. It is going to be the most exciting season we've seen for a long time. All because of this woman, Angie. I love her and she joins us now. Good morning.
Aw, thanks guys.
Now, this is going to be your third reality TV show. Is this your favourite?
Let me just cut in there real quick. Technically, it's my second because if you look up Gogglebox, it's observational documentary. Thank you very much.
An obdoc. Okay.
I love that. I love to
say that to people when they say, you've done three reality shows. I'm like, no, only two.
Well, that's
My favourite. Oh, my gosh. It's definitely been the most dream and extravagant and heart-throbbing one out of all of them, I feel.
Wow.
Now, how do you go from sitting there watching The Bachelorette to being on it? Like, was there obviously conversations? Is this something you put your hand up for? Or did you just, you know, put yourself forward?
No. With all the shows that I've been on, they've kind of been universally sent. Gogglebox, we got asked to audition The Jungle. We got asked to go on. And then as soon as I got out of The Jungle, Channel 10... must have watched my little adventure in the jungle and saw that I said that, you know, I've done a lot in my life, but I've never fallen in love and I think I'm ready now. And, yeah, they offered it to me and I said, another sign from the universe.
Now, you know, sometimes I'll walk into a bar and think, there aren't many attractive girls here. Now, when you met all of the boys at once, did you get a similar feeling of like, oh, you know what, they didn't do a very good job of picking them, or were you in love with them all?
I thought I had smashing dudes on the carpet. I was stoked. But I'm very much a vibe girl. Like, I usually find guys really hot and a lot of people are like, what the hell are you going on about? So I'm all about connections. But I reckon a lot of them are really good looking too. I was stoked with my lineup of guys.
Oh, well,
I was like, thank you.
We have the Far North represented as well, yes, in Tim. So I would love it if you were to move up here, maybe get yourself a little beach shack at Palm Cove.
Oh, that sounds a bit nice. We'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Absolutely. I can't wait. Now, obviously, there's a twist this season, which I absolutely love it. Your brother. Now, I think this is a Bachelorette first, is going in as a contestant to give you all the goss. Was that something that you kind of wanted to do to weed out some of the fighting that you don't really learn about until afterwards? Or was that something that Channel 10 suggested?
No, it was actually my idea to have my brother come in undercover at some stage. But it was Warner Brothers' idea / Channel 10's idea to come in with the first night undercover brother. And I was so excited because that night is so intimidating. Obviously, there's a, you know, 20 or so dudes coming to meet little old me, to have my brother there just to suss out, you know, who's really here for me and who would fit in with our family. And he's just fabulous for doing it. I'm so grateful.
Obviously, you can't tell us who the winner is, and I can't wait to watch and see you fall in love, hopefully. But have you fallen in love? Because obviously this was filmed a little while ago.
I am extremely happy.
Oh, that's
wait.
Good.
You didn't say love, though.
No, I said I'm extremely happy. Okay. But that does not mean I'm not in love. It's one of those things that you'll have to just wait and see.
Will you be able to say yes or no that you're in love?
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, okay. The old
double
agent.
I can't wait to watch. And how much are we going to see of Evie's input throughout the show as well?
Well, I don't know if you've seen a little sneak peek, so I can definitely say now that she is, because a lot of people were asking if she makes an appearance on the show, because obviously she was my fairy godmother on the ad. So I can say now that, yes, she does come in and help me, and I'll just leave it at that, because it's too exciting. I don't want to ruin it by just saying stuff. I want you guys to see the visuals as well.
Well, I absolutely cannot wait to watch you fall in love or fall in happiness.
To be really happy.
Fall in happy. No, I'm so excited for you guys to watch it too. Seriously, I put my heart and soul into it, so I just want everybody to join in with me.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to watch it as well. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.